Alright, giving it another go. And let's get this thing up and moving. Get the old Facebook Live up and moving. And let's see if it'll actually go live this time. Or if it's just going to tinker around. Now, is it... Oh, see, now I see a... Oh, see, now there was a clock going for about 2 seconds, and then that clock just stopped. Alright, but it looks like it's actually going, so now the Facebook Live is actually live this time. Alright, so Sunday Wine Cellar, not typically a Sunday Wine Cellar, but there will be this one going on today. A little bit of serious, a little bit of hilarious, right? Gets goofy here and there when necessary. And so, of course, I have to do what I have to do and play the show opener while I share the link to this around. Alright, so WineCellarMedia.com, Phoenix Kalita reading in the shade, and Uppity Negress on the Twitters, Uppity with two T's. Alright, and there's, and remember, this is brought to you by the patrons at Patreon.com. / Wine Cellar Media Fund, and the folks that hit up the paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Alright, so let's go ahead and get that extended trigger warning and show opener going, and then we'll get into some Martha Frack and Schmargenfleigel Wine Cellar.
We sold my shit up. Knuckles all fat shit. Side though, it's all good. Lift his ass so bad, his stepmom's gonna feel me for the next 3 birthdays out this motherfucker.
Look what his homeboy did to the side of your head.
What you talking about, kid? This shit, he ain't fading nothing over here, though.
One ass whooping, man. They still want.
How you figure that, man? Look around you, man. They own this shit. They own this couch you sitting on. Them shoes you got on your feet. This building. This school. This country. You. We behind enemy lines, dog.
We are behind enemy lines, dog.
One beat down and never compare to 439 years of captivity.
Never.
Never. I don't know shit. Freshman.
Let's get this in the Wine Cellar Podcast Friends group.
Cooling at a party, no better yet disco. Head feeling mellow from a bottle of Cisco. Move. To crush your fire, sucker MC like Crisco. Give me the cue. Check 1, 2. Don't try to come off for me. Because you doo-doo, you're treating me the Z to the D. Like a stepchild. Let me tell you, homeboy, you're living foul. MCs. You know who you are on the bandwagon YZ, cause you a star. This is a year when the jokers are wild. When you're fat, you're hacking, try to bite your style. I get hip to the scene before it happens. If it gets wild, then I'll start capping. But for now, since everything's calm, relate to the matter as I drop the bomb. Because I'm house.
This show is brought to you by the fuck. That Father Teresa does not give. In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
They on this couch you sitting on.
This show.
Them shoes you got on your feet.
It's brought to you.
This building.
By
this school, this country, you,
that Father Teresa does not give.
Let me tell you exactly what it is, just in case you're not sure. It is indeed alright. WineCellarMedia.com, the Black Podcast. What the fuck is that noise? WineCellarMedia.com, Patreon.com/WineCellarMedia Fund, PayPal.me/PhoenixandWilliam. There's G. Devin over there posted up in the joint. Said, what he said, G. Devin's been aggravated. Aggravated as shit. We'll remedy that, young man. There's Jan Loco. I think I got that picture to you, Jan Loco, posted up in the joint with the that dachshund dog with a mouthful of Twizzlers. That was fun. That was a good old time. All right, so what we have, essentially what I did was I made an ass load of show notes that were really supposed to be for Monday, and I just added to them, and I'll deal with what I deal with. Dan Bidondi, for no reason other than it's hilarious. Folks might be familiar with Dan Bidondi. I don't think he rocks with InfoWars anymore. I think he just, because the thing is, InfoWars, like, this is, we know that they say ridiculous things. We know that they are completely out of this world right-wingers on another level. But they are radio professionals, and Dan Bidondi is so very not that. Like, Dan Bidondi is not radio professional at all, right? Like really, if you look at it, I have a nicer broadcasting setup in this bedroom than he has. You know, it's ridiculous. interesting video clip from a bit of a march. Your main man, David Clark, talking about putting his hands around the neck of one person or another. Employee sues Kroger over alleged use of the N-word and discrimination. That individual, Janelle Monae. I don't know this person too well. I'm not really, I don't really have my ear to the popular culture that well, but I think she has a record. Like, I think I have one of her MP3s. And I think it's a breakup song. I think that's all I know her for. I don't know anything else of what's going on. But you know, folks were getting at her about performing at the Donald Trump McNaugeration there. And, skip that one. That's a Monday story. I need Phoenix for that one. That one's too ill. Pride Board out in Toronto, like the Pride Marches, they have not yet had a meeting to have a member vote to support a some Black Lives Matter amendments or changes they'd like to make to the march, including not having police be a part of the march. It's like police are there anyway. Police, like, you pay taxes for them, they're in the city, they're functioning. If there's a parade, they're going to be there on the sidelines just because it's a gathering of people. It's a congregation of people in motion. So police are going to be there anyway. And the Black Lives Matter folks don't like the police being a part of the parade. And then we can look at the history of, like gay pride and whatnot and LGBT struggles for rights and the whole whatnot and what have you. Them niggas was getting at the police. You know, like, them niggas was beefing with the police for that. You know, so, I don't know. I mean, we'll see how that cracks off. That's like an ongoing story. A woman was displeased with some people that she would only refer to as Spanish, living in the nice neighborhood, going to the good school, and driving how they ain't supposed to be driving. We're gonna play that video. That's a grand old time. And for the podcast listeners, you'll hear the audio. Okay. And a Cleveland cop charged with rape was also arrested before in 2009. He's got a history of being a fuckface. Oh, man. There's a rally for sex workers' rights in Chicago after Backpage shuttered the adult section, making shit more dangerous out there. That's going down. Should save this one for White on White Crime Wednesday. But a man dressed as a beer bottle is wanted for a pizza theft. That's fun. Phoenix over there having a little chuckle. She's not doing well. She's so she's not in her chair. That's why I have the camera tightened in on me for folks wondering, where's Phoenix? She's not well. And then there's there's a think piece up at the Guardian, and it's called "Without a Path from Protest to Power, the Women's March Will End Up Like Occupy." All right, so we do have a little bit of there's Dino Red from the Red Rock Network. This dude, he's about to start podcasting again. He told me, I got the facts and the figures right here. Yeah, I got the facts and the figures right here. That Dino Red is he's about to get it cracking again. He told me. So that's going to be going on. He's going to do some collaborative zations with Rashani Loco. All right, now I need to, you know what? That has 5 more minutes on it. So let's go over here to a particular mayor. Let me bring down the picture show. That is this guy. He's the mayor of Warren, Michigan. His name is Jim Fouts. And when I saw this one, there's not a lot of story to it, right? You know, leaked audio. Not a lot of story to that. And then I was like, somebody who's doing some shit like this right now, what's this person's past as a mayor? You know, so I start, you know, clicking and searching, typing and looking and reading and whatnot and what have you, and going back and to an older story of Mayor Jim Fouts. And I done come to cross something. So let's go ahead and digify into that there. Oop, skibby flibby doo.
This is the online video that shows Warren Mayor Jim Fouts out of town, and he thought out of sight, holding hands with his executive assistant. The video also...
All right, so Jim Fouts, the mayor, was out of town, and he thought he was out of sight, and he's then got caught on video holding hands with his executive assistant. All right, so let's jump into that.
Assistant got a pay raise. Tonight, his executive assistant. The video also points out after this trip, the assistant got a pay raise. Tonight, the mayor is talking only with 7 Action News and our investigator, Jim Kirchner. Now, Jim, you seem to have stumped the mayor here. He's not really explaining himself too well, is he?
Jeff, he says he paid for this trip, not the taxpayers. His assistant did get a pay raise, but not because of this trip that's on the video. She and 2 others here at Warren City Hall were getting extra money because they've been filling in for the economic development director who's been on an extended leave.
All right.
But there's more.
They've done everything they can with a whole host of dirty, nasty tricks designed to invade my privacy and try to embarrass me.
Here's the 6-minute video getting hundreds of views on YouTube since it was posted yesterday. It shows Mayor Fouts in Chicago in November of 2012 with his executive assistant, Amanda Micah, arm in arm and then hand in hand. The video suggests this led to the assistant getting a pay raise. The mayor today says 3 city staffers got temporary raises, one $15,000, his assistant $5,000, and a secretary $2,000.
If the DDA director comes back, then she will receive all of that money back, and those raises will be eliminated.
In the shadow of City Hall, we played the video at Jimmy's Tavern with Warren voters.
I just think it's morally wrong.
It doesn't matter that they're together, but it's just she works for him.
The video was posted anonymously, but it's not the first time Fouts has been under political attack. He was reelected in 2011 with more than 80% of the vote.
This is by a group of people who were mostly associated with the past administration and who supported another candidate for mayor, and they're angry that I am the mayor.
But his voters say he's a public figure and an employer in this setting.
I say his personal life is his personal life, but if she's a reports to him, he should be very, very careful because the perception is going to be that she's going to get some favoritism.
Fraternization with your employees is never a good thing in the workplace.
The November trip, was that business or pleasure?
That was a trip that I took for a number of different reasons.
Ha ha ha!
Yeah, there are a lot of sensitive questions about this trip, the behavior of the mayor. We get into all of that with him. We're going to have that for you next hour at 6. Jeff?
Okay, Jim, now does the mayor plan to do anything more about this? And is there a possibility he might have to resign as a result of this?
He says absolutely not. He's done nothing wrong. Look, politics have been bare-knuckle here in Warren for years. With this mayor, the mayor before him, it's not the first time anyone has been followed. There's been retaliation. He's staying put. But there are these sensitive questions. You have to see his answers. They're not easy answers to come up with. Next hour at 6.
You bet. Thank you, Jim.
Oh. Then explain, you did not answer the question. Why?
So you already know this is a dirty motherfucker, right? And for the folks that were able to see the video, like, you could see him, like, walking hand-in-hand with her like that. You weren't on no motherfucking business meetings, fool. Who were you fucking with? All right? So, not slick. So this is our, like, this is a dirty motherfucker before you even get into, what came up. And this came from the Motor City Muckraker. And this guy, this is a real legit journalist. This guy is fucking, he's hardcore, all right? The Motor City Muckraker gets down with the get down, if you will. All right, so, and it's not like he uncovered this, but just as a journalist, he has the best coverage of this, right? Because a leaker is not inherently a journalist. A leaker is just a person that gets their hands on the shit or had their hands on some shit and then just decides, you know what, fuck that, putting it out there. All right, so, Mayor Fouts. Let's hear what he has to say about them there colored gals. Let me check my volume. And let me take a look. Let me check the chat space. Ooh. All right. Turn that up. There we go.
I remember this one kid in my class, I told you some years ago, he said, we have a party store. He says, my dad have rules. What are they? Only two nigger at a time.
So in a party, only two niggers at a time, all right, at his parties. All right, so that's just him doing that particular one. And then... Oh, where was that other one? See, you could tell I cannot afford a producer. Produce this shit fucking live on the spot. Mayor Fouts exist. All right. So I have to go back to the Motor City Muckraker.
You know, blacks do look like chimpanzees. I was watching this black woman with her daughter, and they looked like two chimps. Their mouths were elongated, you know, a duckish one.
All right, so black people do look like chimpanzees. All right, he saw a black woman with her daughter, and they looked like chimps. Their mouths were elongated. Fucking aardvark niggas. All right, fucking aardvarks. And see, and there's not a lot of story to that, but just know that, this is who the fuck these people are. Matter of fact, let's just look this up. Mayor Fouts, which party? Right, so James R. Fouts and Wikipedia. All right, let's see. Oh, it says this article has multiple issues. Okay, but I just want to know what he's... he's a registered independent. All right, but let's see. So he's a Midwest racist independent. So a Republican that's probably more libertarian leaning. I bet. All right, now, this is the one that some folks have been talking about. And this is why, you know, and it's only $7 more a month. I really should just, get back to doing, to watching cable television again, because I used to like to watch Meet the Press and comment on it while it was happening, or do show notes while it's happening, and now I catch the clips from Meet the Press late, so, There's a new type of reality going on. Kellyanne Conway, Lace Him Up, and Chuck Todd is still a fuckface, all right? Nothing's changed. All right, fuck Chuck Todd, too.
Then explain, you did not answer the question. Why did the president send out his press secretary, who's not just the spokesperson for Donald Trump, he also serves as the spokesperson for all of America at times. He speaks for all of the country at times. Why put him out there for the very first time in front of that podium to utter a provable falsehood? It's a small thing, but the first time he confronts the public, it's a falsehood?
Chuck, I mean, if we're going to keep referring to our press secretary in those types of terms, I think that we're going to have to rethink our relationship here. I want to have a great, open relationship with our press.
All right, now, peep what she's doing there. She said, we're going to have to rethink our relationship if you keep talking to me like that. Now, go back to that one time that Chuck Todd had the comedians on his panel. There might be some new viewers, too, that may not already know this. Old wine cellar heads already know this. But when Chuck Todd had the comedians on his panel, and Lewis Black was there, and he was like, how do you not scream at these people and, you know, go wacky on them? And Chuck Todd was like, well, I can't scream on him like that. And he also pointed out that he can't ask, like, certain questions or bring up certain issues because it'll be the last time they come on their program. You see, these folks, they care more about access than they do about facts, than they do about journalism, which I heard that's what their job is. Someone told me that one day. You know, and they don't give a blue fuck about that. Not in at allness. I know, Windows 8. I know. You don't have to tell me that. Yes, I know. That song is playing. My goodness. All right. Okay, so, all right. Now, so let's play more of this.
But look what happened the day before, talking about falsehoods. We allowed the press to come into the Oval Office and witness President Trump signing executive orders. And, of course, you know, the Senate had just confirmed General Mattis and General Kelly to their two posts. And we allow the press in, and what happens almost immediately? A falsehood is told about removing the bust of Martin Luther King Jr. from the Oval Office. That's just flat-out false.
Why was it said
in the first place? Because everybody is so presumptively negative.
I'm ahead of that reporter.
No, but it's okay. No, excuse me. Oh, no. That reporter...
She improperly used the word presumptively. Let's keep going.
Was writing to on behalf...
Let's just... And you know what? Let's just... preemptively, all right? Where she said presumptively. But you know what? These are the kind of people, that's what you call failing up. They fail up, all right? When they fail, they matriculate.
Oh, no. That reporter was writing to on behalf of the press pool. That falsehood got spread 3,000 times before it was corrected.
Excuse, and you did not answer the question.
You did not answer
the question of why the president asked the White House press secretary to come out in front of the podium for the first time and utter a falsehood. Why did he do that? It undermines the credibility of the entire White House press office on day one.
Don't be so overly dramatic about it, Chuck.
In the context of patriarchy, it amuses me to see a woman say that to a man. Like, yeah, take a little bit of it, but yeah, feel it. Look at his face. Like, how the fuck don't be all over dramatic, Chucky.
Saying it's a falsehood, and they're giving Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that. But the
alternative facts. All right, alternative facts. Iggy Azalea could serve Talib Kweli in a battle. Alternative facts. Alright, these are alternative facts. Okay, the police are a pretty good institution. You know, they run all their checks and balances, follow the rules, and kind of go down the straight and narrow. Alternative facts. I am a white man. Alternative facts. All right, that these are what you really need to be interested in, is alternative facts. All right, 347-857-3937, winecellarmedia.com. Let's keep this going.
point remains.
Alternative facts? Alternative facts, four of the five facts he uttered. The
Paycheck,
one thing he
right?
got right
Paycheck.
Is Zeke Miller. Four of the five facts he uttered were just not true. Look, alternative facts are not facts. They're falsehoods.
Chuck, do you think it's a fact or not that millions of people have lost...
She didn't even try to argue that. She was like, you know what, I could say goofy bullshit. He said, nah, you know what, all right, next subject. And that's because these people are so used to talking only in their bubble to themselves that when somebody just fucking completely destroys what the hell they said, they're like, ooh, okay, yeah, new topic. When somebody just fucking completely destroys... Yep. Oh, there's Sevgi. Yeah, I looked, Sevgeek, so I went and checked your RSS feed, and I was like, okay, Sevgeek's not gonna go live, because I was gonna call into your program. I figured, you know what, I'll go ahead and do one early, and wrap this evening up. Alright, that's 347-857-3937. Jump in and give your alternative facts. And matter of fact, I will, I'll go ahead and check the chat space and see if anybody has any other alternative facts. Oh, there's Becker Loco. Fact-based facts are hard. And back when I was a girl, way back in the olden days, we called alternative facts bullshit. And Dino said, "I'm digging the new live format." Yes, it's fun. Most of them we have a nice handful of these archived now at the WineCellarMedia.com page on the Facebooks. And that's why we need a really good month on the Wine Cellar Media Fund so that we can go ahead and upgrade the website so that we can just have unlimited video uploads on the website and we don't have to worry about people reporting our stuff and getting it taken down. All right, let's hear some more from Kellyanne Conway and Chuck Toad.
Ooh, look, alternative facts are not facts. They're falsehoods.
Chuck, do you think it's a fact or not that millions of people have lost their plans, their health insurance, and their doctors under President Obama? Do you think it's a fact that everything we heard from these women yesterday happened on the watch of Barack Obama? He was president for 8 years. Donald Trump's been here for about 8 hours. Do you think it's a fact that millions of women, 16.1 million women...
And again, 8 years versus what, like fucking 200? What the fuck are you talking about? And that's just the corporatocracy they have set up on this continent. All right, that's not talking about how long they've been rocking out in Europe and other parts of the planet that these folks are setting up these social systems. But hey, that 8 years was a really long time, buddy. That was a whole lot of 8 years for me to have to look at that Michelle Obama. I still argue that Michelle Obama is more offensive to the like sort of the ideology of the power structure and the conventional wisdom of the power structure than Barack is. Like, I think Michelle Obama far more offends them. We've riffed about that before.
As I stand here before you today, are in poverty along with their kids. Do you think it's a fact that millions don't have health care? Do you think it's a fact that we spent billions of dollars on education in the last 8 years only to have millions of kids still stuck in schools that fail them every single day? These are the facts that I want the press corps to cover. And this is why I'm here at the White House.
I understand
to change
this, but I don't
everything
understand this.
Like that.
That is not...
You see, now the thing is, they just say those things to say them, but, like, there are fact-based facts, like, who was it, what's the job that Betsy DeVos is gunning for? Department of Education, right? Barack Obama's Department of Education guy was also a charter schools guy, was also a privatized schools guy. Cory Booker is also about privatizing those schools in New York City. De Blasio is about privatizing those schools in Louisiana. There are no public schools. They don't even exist there. There's not. It's a full-on charter system, right? I don't know too much of what's going on in Chicago other than the fact that so many public schools are closed that there are poor kids that just don't even have a school to go to. Don't even have a school to go to. They just wake up in the morning and they just exist. And doesn't that sound productive? That sound fun? Sound good? All right. Let's get the last bit of alternative facts.
Not what yesterday was about. So you have not answered the question. You did not answer the
it's
question.
It's what this presidency is going to be about.
You sent the press secretary out there to utter a falsehood on the smallest, pettiest thing.
I don't think anybody
and
can prove that. Look, I actually don't think
you did
that
it.
Maybe this is me as a pollster, Chuck, and you know data well. I don't think you can prove those numbers one way or the other. There's no way to really quantify crowds. We all know that. You can laugh at me all you want, but
I'm not glad.
Well, but you are, and I think it's actually symbolic of the way we're treated by the press. The way that you just laughed at me is actually symbolic of the way, very representative of the way we're treated by the press.
You should be laughed at. You're ridiculous. Like, holy shit, like, you, the way you talk is a bad impression of Brittany Murphy. You're fucking, you're a cartoon. Why are you laughing at us? Because you're weird. And you're funny, but then, like, you realize that they have, you know, political power, and that takes a wee bit of the funny out of it. You're laughing at us. Don't laugh at us. You know, and again, like, what she's doing right there, she's threatening to cut off access, which, and that won't hurt Meet the Press, okay? Newt Gingrich is still gonna be there, being racist as all fuck. John McCain's still gonna be there, being wrong as all hell. Alright, Steve King is still gonna be there, doing the greatest impression of Archie Bunker you ever seen in your fucking life. Pete King is still gonna be there, telling you about Mexicans with calves like cantaloupes. Alright, like, Meet the Press is still gonna be cracking off, alright? And motherfuckers like the Attorney General, you're just gonna have to go. You're gonna have to go on Meet the Press. You know, and if not, they'll just bring on professors and shit to rip your ass. Alright, so the people are still gonna be there, and the regulars will still be regular. Like, don't bullshit me. Meet the Press will still be Meet the Press.
Put me all you want, but I'm
not
very glad. Well, but you are, and I think it's actually symbolic of the way we're treated by the press. The way that you just laughed at me is actually symbolic of the way, very representative of the way we're treated by the press. I'll just ignore it. I'm bigger.
And now, and for the folks looking at the video on the Facebook Live, you notice that she can't hide her smirk while she's pretending to be offended. She's not actually offended. She sees a chance to throw up her threat of revoking access. All right, she's not offended. She's fucking smiling her ass off.
Than that, I'm a kind and gracious person.
Hey, NBC News fans.
Oh, and the last thing she said was, "I'm a gracious person." Oh, she's a mite bit gracious there. All right, you know what? Let's I don't know how many of you are familiar with your main man, Bionic Dan. All right, Bionic Dan Badondi. Now, this guy, he's one of those folks that thinks shit like Sandy Hook was fake, right? He's one of the people, he thinks that, like, the Boston bombing was fake, all right? He's one of those folks, likes to scream false flag, but again, like, his, like, serious lack of, like, actual radio
skill.
Shout out
to Donald Trump running.
Like, that's why he's not real heavy on the InfoWars. Alright, so, let's get into, a little bit of Bionic Dan. This was his, January 17th, 2017 program. And, of course, we're not gonna get into the whole program. It's just that I was playing it for show prep just to see what was going on. And Phoenix and I were laughing so fucking hard. Like, that's probably why she's sick now. Like, she laughed up her white blood cells, and then a cold got in there. Like, we were laughing hard. It was painful. All right, so we're gonna get into this Bionic Dan Badondi. Oh, no! Okay, peep how serious the opening audio is, and then the way his voice sounds after it.
All right, welcome to your January 17th, 2017 edition of...
Okay. All right, welcome to January 17th, 2017. Yeah, I'm telling you, man, like, he sounds like fucking Peter Griffin to me. The shit is fucking fantastic.
Dan Badondi's show right here at 990WBOB.com. Our first show of the year. We had a couple weeks off, actually 3 weeks off. But we had a lot to talk about, and I mean, it sucks taking weeks off because there's so much stuff that's going on in the media. I mean, just today.
It sucks taking weeks off. There's so much going on in the media. There's so many false flags. Donald Trump's not even the president. That's Barack Obama in reverse racist white face pretending to be Donald Trump. Donald Trump is in a basement in Chicago tied up being tortured like that mentally challenged boy.
I had to change half my format of the show because, you know, in the media world, I mean, just things update constantly. I mean, when you have a whole show planned out, all of a sudden something happens and bam. I mean, you got to just reformat everything. And everything that you actually planned to do is going out the window or postponed. We were supposed to have a guest on tonight, but that got postponed as well. Just a lot of stuff going on here in Rhode Island and nationally as well. I mean,
a lot going on in Rhode Island. I don't know what else going on in Rhode Island. All right, let me check it out, see what's going on in the gosh diggity darn it. All right, cool stuff is happening.
We got our governor, Mrs.
Wait, Phoenix Kalita's showing me an image on her smart device, jumping in, interrupting Bionic Dan Badondi. Let's see what Phoenix Kalita is interrupting Bionic Dan for. Oh, of course it's on the root. Thank you for taking me to the root. So the title of this is, The Black Girl Stacey Dash Gets Canned by Fox News. Why? What the fuck, yo? Like, it's the Dash! This was put up on TheRoot.com by Angela Helm. Stacey Dash, a vehement Trump supporter and Republican apologist. The one former Fox CEO, Roger Ailes, called the Black Girl, has been kicked off one of her biggest soapboxes. The Hill reports that Fox News has declined to renew Dash's contributor contract, and the only network that our current president seems not to despise also fired commentator George Will? Really? George Will was quite the rape apologist, Miss Ma'am. Know that. Like, he was a rape culture sociologist like a motherfucker. So they fired commentator George Will and hired Brexit supporter Nigel Farage. What is happening? President Trump tweeted on New Year's Day that Fox News gave him a great review, and he was featured frequently on the partisan cable news channel, both before and after the election. The tweet from January 21st, 2017 said, "A fantastic day and evening in Washington, D.C. Thank you to Fox News and so many other news outlets for the great reviews of the speech." Stacey Dash, a 50-year-old individual, was signed to Fox in 2014 and was primarily seen at the... I thought she was older than that. Primarily seen on the afternoon news discussion program, outnumbered reports The Hill, and she's best known for her character Dion in the 1995 comedy Clueless. And with the 75-year-old Pulitzer Prize-winning conservative columnist who was with ABC for 30 years, before coming to Fox in 2013, he was frequently outspoken against the president, and recently wrote a scathing rebuke of Trump's inauguration speech. Oh, he got fired because, you see, access. Because they knew that threat of access was coming. Well, all right, well, there you have it. All right, Miss Colored Woman, you want your smart device? I'm going to toss it on over to you. That was a very good catch. Miss Phoenix Kalita used to play the softball. You know what they say about them Holmans that play the softball. All right. Back to Bionic Dan Badondi.
Former governor, Council of Foreign Relations governor, Gina Raimondo. Reminding you of this, she's loved by the Clintons and the Obamas there. Anyway, she wants to push, she's proposing free tuition for...
All right, she's proposing free intuition. I don't know if you... I want some free intuition.
Relations going up. Gina Raimondo, reminding you of this, she's loved by the Clintons and the Obamas there. Anyway, she wants to push.
The Obamas there. The Clinton and the Obamas there.
She's proposing free intuition.
Free intuition.
free tuition for college students. But who's going to pay for that? And, you know, like, free phones, free...
And again, like, we know that, like, and of course that's their framing, right? And really, it's like, you can get all this Martha Frackin' gosh darn, like, I mean, dude, I didn't pay for kindergarten. Taxpayers paid for that. Paid taxes. Middle school, junior high school. Like, I mean, Jesus Christ. Motherfuckers should at least get a fucking 2 years of college fucking taxpayer funded. And then, like that terrible, horrible, mean old man Bernie Sanders suggested, just fucking tax transactions on Wall Street. Tax those transactions. All right. Going over here just to check and see, because it says there's 21 comments, and what am I missing here? All right, let's just check the chat space on the quick fast. Okay, Sevgi Loco's going to share the podcast. Becker Loco said she needs a wee bit of a beverage. And Becker wants to throw bricks at folks. Sometimes you gotta throw bricks at folks. There's Julie Loco. I haven't seen Julie Loco in a while. So Secretary of Education. It says she didn't actually say anything right there. Are you sure that Kellyanne Conway didn't say anything? I think Kellyanne Conway says wonderful things. Very brilliant. All right, she has the best words.
Free housing, free welfare, free food stamps.
Free welfare. Which, again, that's just weird, right? We got tangy flavors, all right? We have a lot of expensive money, right?
Who's going to pay for it? And mind you that Rhode Island, she made Rhode Island a refuge state, so refugees could come here, illegals could come here, and she says they are not going to be harmed by Donald Trump. And speaking of Donald Trump, we're going to get into today, his inauguration has come up front.
His inauguration.
Stamps. You know, who's going to pay for it? And mind you that Rhode Island, she made Rhode Island a refuge state, so refugees could come here, illegals could come here, and she says they are not going to be harmed by Donald Trump. And speaking of Donald Trump, we're going to get into today, his inauguration has come up Friday, and already... he's been being attacked left and right, and they actually want to, speaking of the left too, they want to attack Donald Trump, and the right's been attacking as well, but the left are actually planning chaos at the...
All right, actually planning chaos, which actually, that's the anarchist homies. What's their name, Phoenix?
Antifa.
Antifa and Black Bloc?
Black Bloc is the clothing that they wear.
Okay, yeah, so that's the Antifa homies. That's the anarchist homies. I don't know if them niggas is left. I mean, I guess anti-capitalism, anti-imperialism is pretty left, isn't it?
They're case, basically.
Oh, Catherine. Okay, yeah, so like Catherine Loco. Yeah, that's what them niggas is, them Antifa niggas. All right, here we go.
Inauguration, plans to kick off with a bang, they said. We're going to get to the articles about that. The CIA is threatening Trump, basically, and, you know, will CIA assassinate Trump? Ron Paul.
The CIA is threatening Trump. This is the kind of shit that's going on in some of these fucking libertarian circles. The CIA is threatening Trump. And they're wondering if the CIA is going to assassinate Trump. All right, fucking Dan Bondi and his truthradioshow.com. I swear to fuck, where the hell are all these comments? The comments aren't coming up on the desktop, they're only showing on the tablet. All right, here we go.
The Congressman Ron Paul, former presidential candidate, warns that more powerful shadow government could harm Trump. And I'm really getting to all that. And Michelle Obama tells Muslim immigrants, this was last week, whatever, but she's telling Muslim immigrants, this country belongs to you. So you...
All right. I think that's a verbatim quote, right? Like, you can look up that verbatim quote. Michelle Obama said, you Muslims, this country belongs to you. All right. That is a fact-based fact.
People, all you Islamic extremists all over the world, come to America. This is your country.
All right, Michelle Obama said, you Islamic extremists? Yeah, no, you, the really extreme one. Bring that ass. America's for you.
Because after all, our Lord and Savior, President Obama, said, this is no longer a Christian nation now, this is a Muslim nation.
All right, did you know Obama said that? Phoenix Kalita, she's always known. She's got the tape.
He said that in Jeremiah Wright's church. He took over when Wright was speaking to say it.
All right, Phoenix said that he said that in Jeremiah Wright's church. He ran up on the podium, kicked Jeremiah Wright right between the fucking butt cheeks. All right, with a fucking golf shoe, because he's always golfing. You know how Barry is with his golf. And he put it down. He was like, yo, man, we about that Islam, son.
And they're going to go full string. I mean, they got 2 days left.
They're going to go full string. I don't know if you knew that. Full string, nigga, the whole fishing line. You shitting me? About that trout.
But they're trying their best to stop war with Russia. They're trying their best to just derail this country completely. And I'm hoping and praying that Vladimir Putin just could hold off on the onslaught right now, because they're, threatening Syria, our troops anyway.
Threatening Syria, they're threatening cereal or something, all right? They're coming for your Cheerios, all right? They're going to take your Cheerios, and you know how the left, how they're all perverts. They're going to take your Cheerios, and they're gonna widen them out and use them as glory holes.
And the thing is, I feel bad for our troops because they have to follow orders. But it's just disgusting what's going on. But we got a huge show for you. A lot of news to cover. Global cooling.
Global cooling. All right. The global cooling epidemic that's going. The global cooling.
In London hits with winter Arctic snow. We'll talk about that in global warming. And another thing I want to bring up before we start the show here. We get into the news. It's just I seen a movie the other day that really rocked me.
It really rocked me. I could do this all day. This shit's 46 minutes. Okay, a little bit more, just a little bit. So what's he gonna say about this movie that really rocked him?
It rocked me. I had to watch it twice. The first time I watched it, a fan of ours actually suggested that, hey, you gotta watch this movie. So I'm like, all right, let me check this out, because we know that the globalists love to put their propaganda in movies.
All right, the globalists love to put their propaganda in movies. All right, these are all true things. They're going full string. All right, free intuition.
So I was watching, it's like, oh, I'll check this movie out. First time I watched it, I had to show it off a couple times. I just wanted to flip the table over the couch or whatever.
Flip the table over the couch or whatever, Whatever, man. I'm going to flip whatever. Breakfast trays. All right, fucking toaster oven, flip whatever. I'm just flipping it.
Got my blood boiling. Because we know movies, how they work. I mean, the movie itself is a fiction movie, but they use real stuff in that movie, real agendas in that movie. And it's the United Nations pushing the global depopulation plan. And if anybody, before anybody starts with the conspiracy stuff, okay...
All right, hey, before you start calling me conspiracy, so I think it's a conspiracy that that it just happens to be on 4 minutes and 20 seconds when you're about to say some wild shit. Some more wild shit, I might add.
Go check out Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, John P. Holdren, that's Obama's science czar. Go check out his book, Eco-Science, the Biodiversity Studies.
Agenda 21... Keep in mind, that's some shit that, I think one of the pictures of Sarah Palin actually reading is like, a Agenda 21, newsletter rhetoric. Like, Sarah Palin, at her desk, a picture of her actually reading, at her desk, was a, John Birch Society newsletter. These folks, so, the weirdos are normal.
The sustainability studies, the environmental science, okay? They have courses how depopulate the planet. Bill Gates in the 2010 TED conference openly said, to reduce global warming, he come up with this formula, equation, we need to bring some of these numbers down.
Holy shit. They have their own version of an equation. All right, for the folks listening to the podcast, he has his own version of an equation up here. Okay, so CO2 equals PSEC, P times S times E times C, people times services per person times energy per service times CO2 per energy unit. And then what Dan Badondi put under it was global warming equals CT times CT times PR times NWO. So for Dan Badondi, global warming equals carbon tax times cap and trade times population reduction times New World Order. These are the people.
Zero. And he cynically, you know, there was this.
He worked through that word. I'm proud of him for that one. Cynically?
Disgusting.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And there's one clip floating out in the ether somewhere where he said people making fun of me because I don't pronounce Prime Minister Netanyahu's name right. It doesn't matter.
The way he said it is we need to get one of these things down to zero. And he was referring to the population, basically. And
the population. All right. He got cynically out there, but population, well, that was a little too much to ask. Let's hear that again.
The way he said it is we need to get one of these things down to zero. And he was referring to the population, basically. And he goes, to do that, we need to come.
One more time. Okay.
Population, basically.
The population, basically. All right, that's Dan Badondi, man. Like, fucking, you can't get enough of fucking big motherfucking Dan. All right, let's see. See, like, this thing is telling me there's 22 comments over here. Now, let's take a look. Becker said, I won't cry tears. All right, just do a little bit more. I'm pretty sure I downloaded another. Oh, yes, the woman that was, and she got hit with a hate crime charge for this, all right? So that's the news on it. The news is she got hit with a hate crime charge. We'll see where that goes. We'll have to follow up on it. And for some folks that missed another update, a rape victim of a rapist cop in Sacramento, California, got a $1.35 million settlement. Catch those updates. Hit you with the story, hit you with the update. So we'll come up with an update on that one when it is there. So she got the hate crime charge. All right, thanks to the homies that are sharing the video. Some people that, some people are seeing it and they're shooting friend requests over. All right, right on. I'll look at your profile and get your friend request confirmed in. You know, but first, when niggas send me friend requests, yo, I mean, everybody knows, everybody screens people that send you friend requests in the social networks. And then whether you confirm the request or not, take those memes. All right? The memes are a processing fee. All right? Always jack the memes every time. All right, here we go. This is a wonderful lady right here.
You get a super good look, everybody. This is what it calls to be Spanish privileged in America.
All right, this is Spanish privilege in America. She's just like chasing these people in her fucking car.
Yeah, this is what we call Spanish privilege. And she going right to where I used to live.
Going right to where... So she got gentrified. Yo, you got browntrified.
Welcome to my neighborhood.
My neighborhood. Why is she so rock and roll? What is this?
This person just took off from their house.
Don't cry. Don't, ma'am. Don't cry.
Entered the road with no blinker.
Which is a pretty common American thing to fucking slack on the blinker. I don't like when people slack on the blinker, but folks are going to do that.
The last time she did this, or who was ever driving this car, they almost killed me or could have killed me.
Almost killed or could... Hey, you know what? Do what black people do. Get video evidence.
this lady in this freaking Nissan, or man, or whoever it is, they don't have the freaking furthest clue what it...
The freaking furthest clue! And right, they don't have the freaking furthest clue!
Freaking furthest clue what it is to try this. They don't have the freaking furthest clue. They don't have the freaking furthest clue. They have the freaking furthest clue. They have the freaking furthest clue. They have the freaking furthest clue what it is to drive in America. This.
What to drive in America?
This is America. We don't drive like that here. We don't.
Yes, we do. Yes, the fuck we do, ma'am.
America, we don't drive like that here. We don't drive like you in Mexico, lady.
But I thought they were from Spain.
And Phoenix said she thought they were from Spain because they're Spanish. And, right, and then, so that, like, that part of it ends. Then she turns the camera onto herself. I'm telling you, man, you podcast listeners, you might want to get up on those YouTube videos. I write this on facebook.com/winecellarpodcast. Take you to William J. Jackson, and you go to the photos, go to albums, go to videos, bing, bang, blam, you'll see it there.
I hope everybody got this. I had a lot of people freaking intervene, and I don't care, because right now, at this moment, that woman has no idea I am encased by Spanish people.
She's encased by Spanish people. Encased. Firkin' fervin' encased.
Encased by Spanish people all around me. So it's okay to lie to a police officer if you're Spanish.
All right. I don't know if people knew that, but that, like, is now that Trump's in, it's okay to lie to a police officer if you're Spanish.
Because you can get away with it here.
You can get away with it in McMurka.
Spanish, because you can get away with it here in America. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was the ad lib. That was hot, yo. Yo, she needs to drop an album.
You can get away with it in America. You can get away with it in America. The only thing I gotta say right now, America, is this.
Fight back those tears, ma'am. Get through this. Punch. You got 20 seconds left in your video. Punch through it.
That lady lied to a cop. She got away with it. My car's totaled. They own 4 vehicles and their kids go to a prep school. I'm gonna enjoy suing this lady.
So, they live where I used to live. They own 4 vehicles and their kids go to a prep school. So, like, your classism mad. Now, instead of being a racist, you should have just been against the ownership class. Because they're probably, you know, maybe just getting into petty bourgeois. But they're probably still proletariat. You're proletariat. Eat the rich. But you've been indoctrinated to think you gotta flex on them.
I'm gonna enjoy suing her for every penny she's got.
See, and that's that zero-sum game. And it's like, it's zero-sum game thinking, and in some ways, it's like it's zero-sum game reality. Like, we are pitted against each other. Like, money exists for some reason, and trillions, and maybe even to a point where you have to make up another word above trillion, of dollars exist. But they're in the hands of so few, and they only trickle down a little bit to make us all fight over that. All right? We all have to fight over the little bit that we're allowed to have access to. And that's a problem. Like, I'd much rather this white person come stand side by side with other working class folks that are non-white, and we eat the rich. Hell, euthanize a bunch of the rich. All right, Jesus Christ, we have a little bit of news. I think my news stories are so damn sad, right? Like, do you want to get to sad news stories? I don't think you do. I think that my audience tends to be colored folk that like to be happy-fied. Player, let's go take a little looky-poo at a wee bitty bit of it. Oop-a-doo. Excuse me. All right, remember, it's winecellarmedia.com, 347-857-3937. We don't really get callers on this program. I think more people be interested in checking out the program. Oh, that's right. We had the, okay, so there's that small clip, very short video clip from the march in D.C. And a little bit of riffing on that. Just a wee bitty bit. All right, so what in the F darn is this? Peep this. See that? That's folks at the Women's March high-fiving cops. Now, what are you saying to the folks that saw how sex workers were treated in that statement thing that you called a living, breathing document, which is fucking bullshit in and of itself? Living, breathing document? Stop using this magical, mystical language. It's a piece of paper with words on it. It's not a living, breathing document. You don't have to fucking talk all this Harry Potter shit. Alright, stop fucking talking like fucking Wiccans and Warlocks. It's not real. It's nonsense. It's not a living, breathing document. It's words that you wrote down, of which you have the choice to erase and write new words if you should so choose, or if you should so be compelled, or if you think it's pragmatic, because for some reason I have this weird idea where I think there we don't have strength in not numbers. Add to your numbers, bring more people into your living, breathing document. But what is that saying to sex workers, of whom cops are their rapists? Everybody's a rapist. Cops are, but like, cops are their uniformed, state-sponsored, taxpayer-funded rapists, and they're extortionists, also uniformed, state-sponsored, taxpayer-funded. And then, I mean, the prison system, that's not a justice system, so they're also those who kidnap them and hold them hostage in rape cages that we call jails and prisons. What are you saying to all those sex workers when you're out there high-fiving cops and you had all that bullshit going on with your living, breathing document? And what are you saying to fucking black folks, of whom those cops, those are our murderers and also our rapists? Keep pointing out, Eric Garner was raped by police in 2007. Yeah, right? Like that Eric Casebolt, the Texas cop that did the Power Ranger flip and sexually assaulted the little black girl at the pool party. Right? He's a fucking rapist. Yeah. What are you saying to all these folks when you're out there high-fiving cops? You know, but then again, you know what? Maybe you're saying something good. You're letting me know that we can't fuck with you. We can't be down with you because you're most likely a fucking snitch when people have to do some real shit that may cause real change. Alright? Like, there's a reason why peaceful protest is so pushed and so popular and so applauded and awarded and suggested. Because it doesn't do anything. How the fuck you think we got this system? How you think we got white supremacy on a global scale? Imperialism on a global scale? Capitalism on a global scale? How you think we got all that shit? You think Europeans showed up on the shores and peacefully protested? And then the indigenous folks out here in the Western Hemisphere said, you know what? Let me get that. Give me that smallpox blanket. I respect your ideas. I respect your peaceful protests. Matter of fact, where's that trail? We're going to drop some tears on that trail, have a little trail of tears. We're going to get out of your way. Matter of fact, can you put us in one little area? Give a couple of us a casino or something. Thank you very much. But we respect your peaceful protest. Is that what happened? Is that what happened? Did Europeans go over to Africa and then peacefully protest? And then guys say, you know what? I respect your peaceful protests. Bring on that plantation. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on. Is that what happened? All right. Did they go down there? Did they get sent down there to from Britain and whatnot down to the land that they now call Australia? And they saw the Aboriginal folks and they peacefully protested. And the Aboriginal folks were like, you know what? I'll put the chains on myself. You guys take over, set up some cities, and integrate us as you will on your own time. But your peaceful protests, we respect that. Did Europeans from, Dutchland, the Dutch motherfuckers, when the Dutch motherfuckers went to South Africa and then they hit up the niggas back in Britain, Did the niggas from Britain say, hey, we got a peaceful protest strategy? And then the people in South Africa were like, you know what? You know what? Hey, we respect your peaceful protests. We like your ideas. We think that we should be miseducated by you, that we should be enslaved by you. We should labor for you. All right? Like, these are all very fair things. Thank you very much for peacefully protesting to get what you want. Is that what happened? Did they drop an atomic peaceful protest on Japan? Is that what that was? Nagasaki. Get the fuck out of here. Peaceful protest. No. Smashing shit. Taking it the fuck down and taking some people out. Alright? Like, you won't see justice until you see the same amount of bloody bodies on the ground as were caused to get this system of injustice. And that's a simple reality. Why we don't have justice yet. Should have been over 2 years of fighting for the same justice on this, 200 years fighting for the justice on this fucking continent. Don't have it. Don't have it because you're not taking bodies out. And no, yeah, William, you're advocating for murdering people. Yeah. But what else is going to actually work? You know, so the best we could do is until a massive, massive, massive majority of the people raise up and be like, oh, we gotta leave some bodies on the ground. Until then, the best we can do is like fundraisers for to get like pads and ponds to homeless folks like the Secular Sisters did. You know, get some people armed for some sort of self-protection against the, are they really crooked police against the normal police? You know, that's the best you got. Ain't much else going on. All right, what? We're a little under an hour. I think that is sufficient wine cellar. I think that is adequate wine cellar. And you know what? To close it out, I'll go ahead and play the post-election rhyme rant again. Oh, and I got our other feed in iTunes. And don't forget to go to iTunes and leave a 5 stars on us. The Black Podcast in iTunes. The Black Podcast with Wine Cellar Media. Drop us a 5-star review there, buddy. All right. You don't even have to type anything if you don't want to. Just click those 5 stars. And but we got our feed from our SoundCloud in there now, which means I need to, you know what, I don't need to delete shit from the SoundCloud. I need to add to it, and I had to fix a typo. Apparently, I had a typo on our SoundCloud from when I first made it, and it was Wine Cellar Entertainment, so I had to go and fix that to Entertainment, and I'm going to check that tonight before I go to bed and make sure that iTunes is reading it right, and that typo is completely out of there. Alright, so let's go ahead and get to the post-election rhyme rant, and you can go hear this and some other raps, some more of that hip-hop that I've done in my lifetime, whenever you feel like it, on the SoundCloud, Wine Cellar Media, Wine Cellar Entertainment. And you can also just subscribe to it on the, in the iTunes, and then over the, I think, next weekend or a couple of weekends from now, because it takes a while to get your RSS feed in some of these things. You have to fill out applications, get it in Stitcher Radio, Last FM, Google Play, you know, get the podcast in all of them, Podkicker, so that it's everywhere. So that's just easier to access Wine Cellar Media. Can you dig it, motherfucker? All right, where is that? Yeah. Here, yo, I'm on some like new old school type shit, nigga. 90s kids, nigga, we the new old school. Alright, feel it, dig it. This ain't no motherfucking Drake or no Kanye. Southside, Northwest, it's the Bombay. I got a little more to say than the next clown. I challenge what you believe, so you gon' flex now? Get about them echo chambers, it's bad for ya. Just look at the bullshit from last quarter. You tried to multiply, but you got division. Now pay attention to the numbers of the opposition. The competition is not slacking, so quit memorizing lines and stop acting. Yo, this here is square one, and you back up in it. Because you couldn't reach the masses being academic. You so above it that you levitating. But most working class folks ain't got no fancy ass education. They have oppression, it's economic. But you put your sword in conventional wisdom and fell upon it. Now who you wanna blame? Everybody else. In the SJ House of Mirrors, all you got is self. You got no fight up in you, just a bunch of talk. Like Ronda Rousey, the loss is your fucking fault. We gave you good ideas, but you sent them back. I hate Republicans and side-eye Democrats. We want what's new, and then what's newer. And you got Cory Booker and fucking Chuck Schumer. Yeah, I will tell you the fuck what, boy. Yeah. And now it's time to say goodbye to all you motherfuckers. All right, William J. Jackson. All right, a.k.a. Dark Skin Nigglesworth, bringing you all the Thugabaloo and Nigga Moreau for WineCellarMedia.com. Never fucking hit up that Patreon, that PayPal. That's patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. PayPal.me/PhoenixandWilliam. All right, and you know, and shout out to the patrons, right? The folks that that are just signed up straight to the Patreon. Mike Freener's always been there, right? Darlene Loco, Jan Loco, Kuja Loco posted up in the joint. Right, Becker Loco, you know, all the homies, man, fucking right behind you's over there, man, fucking, Lisa's still on there, Alex, right, Sharon, Madison Page, right, like, folks are hitting us up, Single Simulcast, that's Rashani, Ricky Loco from Americans United again, Katie Loco, Emily Loco, Pamela Loco, just a gang of y'all, man, like, that's fucking dope, you know, so join them, even at... Tell you, man, like, I see the downloads. I look at the download numbers. Yo, like, bring your ass in. Fuck, $1 a month, $2 a month. Get on the Patreon. Shit, that'll push us forward to where this becomes full time. And instead of I get up and get ready to go to the warehouse, I get up and I fucking bring you that Wine Cellar Media. And I'll bring you that shit, yeah? All right. Thanks for bugging out with us. Thugging out with us. Alright. Turn off the old Facebook Live. Y'all have a good one there, boy. Listen there. Hit finish! There. Bang da da da. Da 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 da. Hit me, baby, one more time. My loneliness is killing me. That's dope shit.